This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 5, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today with showers, temperatures in the 40s. There is a new mayor in the city of Salem today. Last night, outgoing Mayor Kim Driscoll delivered her State of the City address at the City Council's reorganization meeting. As reported today by Dustin Luca in the Salem News, the council then selected Ward 1 City Councilor Bob McCarthy to serve as acting mayor. Driscoll will be sworn in today as lieutenant governor. In other political news, Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that 2nd Essex State Representative-elect Kristen Kassener's swearing-in ceremony was delayed yesterday. As of now, she won the seat over Representative Lenny Mira by just one vote in the November election. But with a recount and challenges possible, the House Speaker put the swearing-in on hold. And Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester was selected once again by his Republican Party to be the minority leader in the Senate. Tarr has served for nearly 30 years. Two North Shore mayors marked this week having completed 1 year on the job. They are Jared Nicholson of Lynn and Sean Reardon of Newburyport. Reardon believes that he has been able to bring talented people into government since taking office in 2022.
So I've been able to bring on some really great people my first term. My chief of staff, Andrew Levine, my special projects manager, Kim Turner. We 2 days into the job, my health director resigned, and so I brought in Laura Vlasic, who has been amazing and has been, you know, getting us up to speed and back, you know, catching us up on a lot of things that just hadn't been done over years in our health department. We just brought on James Pope, so we had to completely rebuild our IT department. I had to let go our IT director, 10 days into the job. We went the whole year without an IT director, and now, we've got James Pope here now, who came to us from the private sector in Gloucester, and wow, he has been amazing, hitting the ground running. We have a massive list of things that's going to get us up to date. I mean, we had 10 years of being really behind in AT. So now James Pope's here, and he's really working with each department, and we're going to have some exciting projects going on this year to get us up to speed on our IT throughout the city.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Last month, a letter carrier was robbed in Melrose. Yesterday, it happened again. This time on Veterans Memorial Drive in Peabody. According to WCVB-TV, the incident took place at around 12:30 p.m. when a man showed a firearm. Police believe the man was looking for checks. And Lynn has a new fire chief. Stephen Archer retired as chief yesterday, as noted below in this post. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting today that the new chief, starting today, will be Daniel Sullivan. Sullivan is a Lynn resident, works in the department, and has taken courses preparing for his new role in leading the Lynn Fire Department. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night, both in action on the road tonight. The Bruins in L.A. against the Kings. Jake DeBrusk did not make the trip due to an injury, and the Celtics are in Dallas. The Patriots play Sunday in Buffalo against the Bills. High school hockey scores from last night. Boys action, Danvers 6, Peabody 1, Gloucester 7-1 over Beverly, Masconomet 7, Swampscott 4, St. John's Prep beat Andover 6-0 Luke Quinn in goal. Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar speaking with Rick Moore on coaching fundamentals throughout the year.
Fundamentals within the game. I'm not going to just do drills for the sake of doing drills. It just kills your ice time. So all the fundamentals we work on are within the team and a game scrimmage. So, they know how to protect pucks. They know how to move pucks. Play in those small areas where it's critical not to turn pucks over. And, in offense, getting pucks through and getting second chances, working down low to beat you one-on-ones. So, a lot of the time our fundamentals are done in the off season. And then when you're coming up into the regular season, we're just perfecting it.
Winthrop boys coach Dale Dunbar. Girls hockey from last night, Peabody 3, Newburyport 1, Winthrop 6, Medford nothing, Fenwick over Stang 4-1, and St. Mary's beat Acton-Boxborough 2-1. We have a complete Wednesday night North Shore High School sports scoreboard and college scoreboard posted on our website. And today is Thursday. That means it's time for the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows. They're up right now on the website. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.